Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Beis. Chatas Shekibol Damam Bishnei Kaisis. If you have a carbon chatas, that the Kabbalas Hadam was done in two separate cups. Yotza Echad Mehem Lechutz, if one of the cups was taken outside the Azara, Hapnimi Kasher, the cup that did not leave the Azara would still be Kasher, and the Kohen can do the Zrikas Hadam from the blood that is in that cup. Nichnas Echad Mehem Lefnim, if one of the cups was taken into the Heichel, and as we've learned earlier, that if Chatas Achitzoynis, an external Chatas, if anything was brought into the Heichel, the Chatas becomes possible, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yuva Midama, El Ohel Moed, that if it comes into the Heichel, it becomes possible. So the Halacha is, Reb Yosi Aglili Machshir Bechitzon. Reb Yosi Aglili says, in this case, the one that did not go in will still be kosher because it was not brought into the Ohel Moed. Whereas the Chachamim Paisim, the Chachamim say it's possible. The Bar Tanur explains that the Chachamim say it's possible because the Pasuk says, Asher Yuva Mi Dama. The word Mi Dama implies Vafilu Miktas Dama. Even if only part of the blood goes into the Heichel, it is possible. So therefore, although if part of the blood is nifsal biyotzei, it leaves the azara, the remaining blood will be kosher. If part of the blood went into the heichal, the remaining blood will be pasul according to the chachamim. Reb Yosi Aglili. Reb Yosi Aglili explains to the chachamim his position. Ma'im b'makim she'ha machshava peiseles b'chutz. In a place where if you did the shechita with kavana to do zrikas hadam outside the azara, the halacha is that it's possible because of chutz limkomo. Yet, lo asas hamishur kiyotze. If you actually took it out, we said that whatever's left inside, the cup that's left inside the azara, is kosher. If so, makim she'ena machshava peselas bifnim. If you had machshava to do zrikas hadam inside the heichal, when it was supposed to be done outside the heichal, in that case, there's no psul of chutz limkomo. So eino din shilonases hamishur kinichlas isn't the kal v'chomer that we should not make the remaining blood that was left in the Azara pasul, like the blood that went in. However, the Chachamim did not accept the opinion of Reb Yosi Aglili. The Mishnah continues. Nichnas lechaper, if the blood was taken into the Heichel with the intent to do Zrika over there, afal pisha lekiper, even if the Zrika was not actually done, pasul, that would still invalidate the blood. Divrei Reb Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer, because all that matters is the fact that it was brought into the Heichal. Reb Shimon says, Ad sheyechaper, it's not possible unless the Kohen actually performs Zrikas Hadam with it. Reb Yehuda says, Mhichnes Shoigeg, if it was brought in by mistake, kosher, it's going to be kosher, even if he did Zrikas Hadam. But if that was done by mistake, the blood will remain kosher because it's not considered being brought in with intent to do Avodah. The Mishnah continues, Kol adamim hapsulim shenitnu al gabei hamizbeach, all blood that's pasul, which is put on the mizbeach, lehirtze hatzitz. The tzitz will not make that it is accepted and that the owner of the carbon fulfilled his obligation, with the exception of tamei. Ela halatamei, only a person who's tamei, he will have fulfilled his mitzvah because the tzitz is meratza. Shatzitz meratza halatamei, because tzitz does make the carbon brought bituma desired before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'eino meratz al hayotze, but it will not make a carbon which is possible with a different psul, for example, yotze, will not make it desired before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the owner would have to bring an additional carbon. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hamizbeach mekadesh es haro'i loy. The mizbeach will make kadosh anything that should be on the mizbeach. Now we're going to define this according to two opinions. Rabbi Yeshua says, what does that mean? Ro'i loy? That means kol haro'i le'ishim. That means if it's roy for the fire on the mizbeach. And the halacha is, im ala lo yered, that we say it's mekadesh es haro'i loy, relevant to im ala lo yered, that if something was pasul and it went up on the mizbeach, it should not be taken off the mizbeach. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, hi ha'ola al moikta al hamizbeach. It is the ola on the fire on the mizbeach. Ma ola shi ruya leishim im also lo terida. Just like we find that a carbon ola which is supposed to go on the fire, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, the mizbeach is mekadesh it and you do not put it down, take it off the Mizbeach. Av kol davar shu roi l'ishem, so to anything which is supposed to go onto the fire of the Mizbeach, once it goes up on the Mizbeach, it does not get taken off. Im ala lo yerid, if it goes up, it should not come down. Rabbi Gamliel is now the second opinion, and he says, no. Kol haroi l'mizbeach, not only do you need roi to the fire, any part of the Mizbeach would be accepted. Meaning, let's say you're doing an avoda on the Mizbeach, but not on the fire. For example, sprinkling the blood. Or, for example, pouring the nesachim. So that's also called ro'i la'mizbeach, not ro'i la'ishim, but it is ro'i la'mizbeach. Therefore, im ala la'yered, Rav Gamliel says, in that case also, we'll say im ala la'yered, shenemek, it says, hiya oila al-moikta al-mizbeach. And we make a similar drasha, ma oila shi ro'i la'mizbeach, just like an oila is fit for the mizbeach, im also la'yered, and if it goes up, it does not come down, af kol davar shu ro'i la'mizbeach, so to anything which is ro'i for the mizbeach, im ala la'yered, if it went up, it does not need to come down. Ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel ledivrei Rabbi Yeshua ela hadam v'hanesachim. The only practical difference between these two positions would be blood and the nesachim, the libation. Rabbi Gamliel, I mean that Rabbi Gamliel, who is the second opinion, says lo yerdu, because since they are ro'i l'mizbeach, they get to stay up there because the Mizbeach is mekadesh them. Rabbi Yeshua would say yerdu, they do have to come down because since they're not ro'i l'ishim, the Mizbeach is not mekadesh them. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, if hazevach kosher, if the zevach itself is kosher, for example, let's say the blood was kosher, v'hanesachim psulim, but the libations became pasul, or hanesachim psulim, or the libations were ksherim, or hanesachim ksherim, the libations are kosher, v'hazevach pasul, or the karbon is pasul, afilu zev is a psulim, even if both of them were pasul, hazevach lo yered, the parts of the carbon which qualifies as zevach will not be taken off the mizbeach. V'hanesachim yerdu, whereas the libations will go off. And the Bartinur explains because he learns it from a different pasuk, not from hi ha'il al moit al hamizbeach, but rather from kol hanegea b'mizbeach yiktosh. And the following pasuk says v'ze asher tase al hamizbeach kvasim b'nei shana temimim shnayim layoim. So we learn out that the Mizbeach is only Mekadesh things that are similar to an Ayla, which are Ba Beglal Atzma. They're coming because of themselves. Whereas that excludes Nesachim, libations, which are only brought as an adjunct to a Karban. So those, the halacha would be, that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh them, and Im Olu Yerdu.